Welcome to Words of Encouragement Devotional by Adrian Ramey. How are you doing? Hope you're having a good day today. I hope you've enjoyed your day today that the Lord has blessed you with today. When he blesses us these days, it's just wonderful. Another day that he has given us for his glory. Hallelujah. So how you been doing personally? Have you seen the blessings of the Lord in your life? Have you seen the Lord work in your life? Because when we see God work in our life, oh, it's so wonderful just to see his blessings and feel his presence in our life every day. You know, that's a privilege right there in our lives that we can just feel God, you know, just have his presence in our lives and sit at his feet and just relax and just talk to him and think upon him. Because when you take that time of day and just think upon God and think upon him, hallelujah, read his word, pray, and just meditate upon the Lord, just take that quiet time of the day, oh, you'll feel the peace of God. You'll feel the peace of God in your life, and you'll appreciate those times that you spend with the Lord. Yes, you will. Just take that time to spend that time with him, and when you do that right there, you will enjoy that. You will enjoy it. You'll feel the peace of God, and you'll feel the presence of God in your life. Hallelujah. Well, before we get started, let's pray and ask God to touch us right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray who's ever listening to this podcast right now, I pray, Lord, you just be with them for your glory. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you just touch them today. Lord, stir their heart for today's message. Let them take today's message, apply it to life, and grow in their relationship with the Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, for this day that you bless us with. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today on our podcast, we're going to talk about my second chance. And I'm taking my main text is Psalms 51:1. I'm going to be in Psalms 51. So if you want to turn there in your Bible, we're going to be in Psalms 51. Okay? Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy love kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Psalms 51:1. In this verse right here, David was writing. David said, Lord, blot out my transgressions. Okay? First of all, before we read Psalms 51 as a whole, let's go back and say, how did David get to this mindset? How did he get to this mindset to write this psalm? So it all goes back to David and Bathsheba, okay? It all goes back to David when he fell into sin, okay? Now, we know what sin is, right? We sin and come to short the glory of God. Yeah, we sure have. But what happened was, David, he got up from his nap, okay? He got up from his nap, and he was walking the rooftop. And when he was on top of that rooftop right there, on the rooftop, he saw Bathsheba. And she was taking a bath, okay? And what it was, temptation hit him, okay? When he looked at her, he didn't turn the other cheek and just leave. Temptation hit him. The devil hit him with temptation. And so when he saw her, he called for his men and said, who is that lady? And they said, well, that's Bathsheba, Uriah's wife. And Uriah is fighting in the battle. And David is in, you know, one of the over the battle and everything. And so he said, send for her. Okay. Now her husband's off the battle now. So they send for her and she come over. And then the next couple of days later, she says, I am pregnant. Okay. So you can see here, David fell from grace. David fell into temptation. He fell into temptation and he fell into it. Okay. Now he's got to like, what do I do now? So he sent for Uriah to come back home. He said, so when he come back home, he says, look, won't you go be with your wife, Bathsheba? Won't you take a good hot bath and kind of just go home and be with your wife and everything? He didn't listen to him. Instead, he sit there with the masters and everybody and everybody. He sit there with everybody and he said he didn't go home. He slept with the masters and the servants and he wouldn't go home. So the next day, David said, why didn't you go home? He says, your life is at stake and I don't want to leave. So he stayed in Jerusalem and everything. And then David took him out to dinner, took him out, got him drunk. Okay, the Bible says he got him drunk there, had a little bit too much to drink. And he said, why don't you go home now? And he He didn't go home. He still sat there with the servants and the masters and stayed with them. He said, all right, if you're not going home, we'll send you back on the battlefield. And he told his guy, Joab, he said, send him on the front lines. Send him on the front lines and he surely will be killed. So the war was going on and they was to attack and they tagged and they attacked their enemy. But when they attacked their enemy, they was going so far against their enemy and backed them up to the wall. But when they got to the wall, the arrows was flying. And when the arrows was flying at Ura, he died. He got killed in war. So they come back and told the king, then told David. David was very upset when he heard about the war and how it happened. And well, he said, why did you do that? Why did you back him up to the wall? You knew that the artillery is going to be more up there once you got there. And he said, well, Ura's dead. He said, okay, don't worry about this. War happens. People dies. Sometimes people die in war. So now, as Bathsheba got, heard about this, she mourned over her husband. And then after she mourned and everything, David called for her to come over to be his, to be with him, to be his wife. So they had their baby, okay? You know, and having their baby, they had their baby, and their baby was struck with a sickness. Okay, the baby lived for 7 days. And seven days, David pleaded with God. David prayed and he fasted. He just lay down. He wouldn't get up. And then the seventh day, and everybody was whispering behind David. And David said, "That something's happened to the baby. The baby's dead." And I said, "Yes, sir." So David got himself up, combed his hair, changed his clothes, washed his face, went to the altar, went to the sanctuary and praised and worshiped the Lord. And I said, Master, sir, we don't understand this. We couldn't get you up for 7 days. You prayed and you seek and you fast and everything. And now the baby has died and you're okay. So David said this question. I cannot bring that baby back. You hear that question? I cannot bring that baby back, but I can go to him. So David said, I can't bring that baby back, but I can go to him. So there's hope in that story right there. Because if you see the hope, whoever we've lost in life, we've lost a loved one, we've lost somebody close to us, we can't bring them back, but we can go to them. We can take this dedicated life that we live in God, this dedicated life that we live in the Lord, hallelujah, that we live in him and live for him and worship and praise him, hallelujah, and live for him and be that shine light for his glory. And we'll get, when we go to heaven, we'll see our loved ones. Yes, we will. Yeah. Like David said, I can't bring him back, but I can go to him. And just like us, we can't bring our loved one back, but we can go to them. Hallelujah. Yes, we're determined to make it to heaven. Yes, heaven's on our mind. That's why we're doing what we're doing. That's why we are living for God. That's why we are who we are in Christ. Hallelujah. Because we know who rules and reigns in our lives, don't we? Yes, we sure do. Yes, we sure do. So as you look right here, and as I go over Psalms 51, we're going to look at here, is my second chance. Okay. Bible will tell you the happy part about the story. After the baby died and him and Bathsheba mourned over the baby, God blessed him with another child. So as you can see there, it does have a happy ending, and God blessed him with another child. So now we're going to talk about how David has got his second chance and how he is a really appreciated of his second chance. So I want to ask you a question here. What does it mean to have a second chance? Think about that. As you thought about that question there, I want to go over Psalms 51 with you, okay? As you think about that question, let's look at David's life. Let's reflect on our lives and see how God has given us our second chance. So let's be in Psalms 51. Psalms 51. Now, we done read verse 1. Now, let's read verse 2. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. Thou hast made us be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was sharp in iniquity and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts. In the outer parts thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hypocrisy, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. If you look right there, it says, I shall be clean and wash whiter than snow. When Jesus died on the cross for our sins, his blood has washed us whiter than snow. His blood has washed our sins away. And it's like David said, wash me of my sins. I'm so sorry, God, of my sins. Wash me of my sins. Hallelujah. And you'll wash me whiter as snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that my bones that are broken, thou may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all of my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit in me. Create in me a clean heart. Hallelujah. Now he's been forgiven his sins. He's saying, God, now create in me a clean heart. Let that blood, hallelujah, wash me, hallelujah, and create a clean heart within me, Lord, and renew my spirit, God. Now I'm renewed. I am so sorry I sinned against you, God. I want a renewed spirit, hallelujah. I want to live for you more deeper. I want to live for you more stricter, Lord. I want to live for you and tell people what you have done for me. Clean me up, Father God. Clean me up from my sin. Hallelujah. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Lord, don't take me away from your presence. No, Lord. Let thy Holy Ghost, let thy Holy Spirit come upon me. Hallelujah. Do not cast me away from thy presence, Lord. I need that presence. I need that peace. I need that joy. I need you, Lord, every day. That's what David's saying. I need you, hallelujah. I need thy holy presence every day. Don't cast that away from me. Because when his holy presence go away from us, oh, hallelujah. When that holy presence go away from us, oh, I tell you, it's just, we live in this world and everything will crumble. But when we have that holy presence of God, hallelujah, have his holy presence, hallelujah. Oh, it just brings peace, don't it? Just thinking about it, this brings you joy, don't it? Glory to God. It brings you joy, don't it? Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Hallelujah. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Restore the joy of salvation. Lord, restore that joy. When we get saved, we got that joy, don't we? David's saying right here, restore that joy within me, Lord. Restore that joy within me, Lord. Lord, let me have the joy of the Lord in my life as my strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And let me have that free spirit. Hallelujah. Lord, hallelujah, Father God. Restore the joy of the salvation. I can't say that enough, because when we appreciate that second chance that we have with God, hallelujah, our salvation means a lot to us, don't it? The joy of the Lord is our strength, and that salvation means so much to us. Hallelujah. We have that second chance with the Lord, hallelujah. And then I will teach transgressors the ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Let me read that one more time, because right here he's saying, God, now I have a second chance, Lord. I have that second chance now. Then I will teach transgressors the way. I'll teach people the way. I'll teach sinners the way. And they'll be converted. I will teach and preach to sinners, and they'll be converted, Lord, because they see what the work you have done in me, how you have given me my second chance, how you have forgiven me, and how you have blessed me, how you've touched me. Hallelujah. I am a living example of your proof. I'm a living example of your love. Hallelujah. And we too, brothers and sisters, are the living proof of Jesus Christ, the second chance he gives us. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Deliver me from thy blood guiltness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall shew forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it thou delight not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, that will not despise. Do good in thy pleasures unto Zion, build unto thy walls of Jerusalem, and that shall be pleased with the sacrifice of righteous, with burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thy altar. If you look right here, David now has got his second chance, and he's appreciating his second chance, okay? Because he made a priest say, God, I will teach the sinners, I will teach them, and I will preach to them, and they'll be converted in thee. So as you can see here, David got his second chance. He wants to be able to tell his story, what God has done for him, so that he can get people saved and receive Jesus as their Savior. Okay, receive God to forgive their sins. And it's just like us. We too, when we got that second chance, we want to tell the world, hey, look what the Lord has done. If he's done this for me, he can do it for you. Hallelujah. Yes, he can. So as you can see here, David's got this second chance, and he appreciates it so much that what God has done for his life. He's got that second chance, and it's just like us. When we have that second chance, and we got that second chance at life, we're so appreciative. Yeah, we sure are. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about this second chance. What did David learn when he got his second chance? Okay. Now I want to talk to you about forgiveness. David has learned what it truly means, what forgiveness is all about. And when he truly understands what forgiveness is all about, he really appreciates the second chance of God. It's just like us. When we truly understand what forgiveness is all about, we really truly appreciate our second chance, don't we? Yeah, we sure do. Forgiveness. Okay? Matthew 5, 7 and 8. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure heart, for they shall see God. You can see, blessed are the merciful. You receive mercy. Hallelujah. You'll receive mercy because you know what mercy is. You know the true forgiveness of God. And when you'll have a pure heart, and people that with a pure heart shall see God. James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variables, neither shadow or turning. I want you to think about this. James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, okay? Every perfect gift and good gift is from God. He blesses us because we are his children. And when he blesses us, hallelujah, when he blesses us, we know it's from him because it comes from above. Mm-hmm. Coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variables, neither shadow of turning. So remember, every good gift and every perfect gift comes from God. Give him glory for that perfect and good gift that he blesses you with. Praise him and give him glory. Acts 11:23, who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them, all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. As you can look here, when they've seen the grace of God, when you have seen the grace of God, they was glad. You was glad, wouldn't you? Yes. Because when you get that grace of God and you see his goodness in your life, his kindness in your life, you want to cling to him, don't you? Yeah, you sure do. You want to cling unto the Lord. Right. What does it mean to cling? Is to hold on to him. Don't let go of him. Just like if you was a child, okay? Go back to your early age, or go back and think about it. Did you have a certain thing when you was a child, like a blanket or a pillow or a stuffed animal or a toy that you cling to and kind of protect you and you kind of never let go of it? Or you still might have something like that today. You know what I'm saying? As you see, you know that right there, you don't want to let go. And it's just like us with God. When we cling to him, he protects us, he provides for us, he loves us, and we don't want to let him go because we know who he is in our lives. Yeah. We sure do. We know who God is in our lives. Yes, we do. And so we want to cling unto the Lord, cleave unto him. Hallelujah. Ephesians 5:32. And be ye kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Okay. Let's look at Ephesians 5:32, because I want to look at it this way, because your application. When we experience our second chance, let's do what Ephesians 5:32 says, okay? And be kind to one another, okay? Be kind to one another. Show God's love to everyone. No matter who they are, no matter who they are, what they say, what they think, show love. Show God's love to them, okay? When you're showing God's love to them, you're showing kindness, okay? Don't be judgmental. Don't be, have spiritual pride, but be humble before people. Be humble before the Lord and show God's love. Be tender-hearted and forgiving one another. Oh, I know that's hard. Somebody does you wrong, you just want to go back at them. But if we, as Christians, will forgive them as God has forgiven us, hallelujah, we have to forgive too. Just like God forgiven us, we have to forgive too. Just like Jesus forgive us, we got to forgive people. So when people's done you wrong, forgive them. Show God's love to them and pray for them. Oh, that's tough. That's tough, Brother Aiden. Come on, Bishop. That's right. It's in the Word. We have to love one another. We have to forgive one another, even as God has forgiven us. Yes, we do. So that would be the application of this message right here. Love one another. Okay. Tenderhearted. Forgiving one another. Okay. So if we take those three areas in our Christian life, we will grow in our relationship with the Lord because we want to be his disciple. We want to be his child. As we grow in our relationship and people sees a difference in you, hallelujah, they'll know that you are God's child. Hallelujah. Remember one thing in conclusion. Remember this. Because, hey, God forgives us. So when God forgives us, we can rejoice and sing about it. Hallelujah. You can praise him, glorify him, and magnify his name and thank him for what he has done. Thank him for that second chance he has given us. Hallelujah. It's wonderful to have that second chance, ain't it? Yes, it sure is. It sure is. Just think about that second chance. And if think about how goodness the grace he is, the grace of God is in our life, his mercy, the grace, the goodness of God, the mercy, the forgiveness of God. As you look at those two areas right there, oh, having that second chance in him is so wonderful, ain't it? Yeah, it sure is. It sure is. Well, thank you for listening to our broadcast today. I hope you've enjoyed our podcast. If you have enjoyed our podcast, it's been a blessing to you. Hit the like button. Leave a comment. Love to hear from you. Also, if you're, give us 5 stars. Love to leave a comment there. And also hit the subscribe button so you know when each and every new episode of our podcast comes out. Well, let me pray with you. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray whoever listens to this podcast right now, I pray, Lord, you just be with them for your glory. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you just touch them right now, Father God, Lord. Be with them, Lord. Lead, guide, and direct them, Lord. Whatever their need is, touch their need for your glory, Father God. Intervene on their behalf and let your glory shine in their life, God. And we thank you, Lord, because you're hearing our prayers this week. And we thank you, Father. And we want to give you all the glory, honor, and praise because you're doing the work as we speak. And we thank you for that, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for listening today. I hope you've enjoyed it today. Also, remember, you can go to our Facebook page, Harvest Time 2, and you'll see all of our podcasts and teaching and preaching videos. Also, you can go to Words of Encouragement by Adrian Ramey and see and hear the podcast and all of our teaching and preaching videos. You can go to our Facebook page at Adrian Ramey. And it'll come up as Adrian Ramey Ministries, and you'll see some teaching, preaching videos there. So there's a lot of things out there that you can watch and grow in your relationship with the Lord. And remember, every day, Monday through Friday, there is a devotional podcast every day that comes out, Monday through Friday there, and this weekly show that comes out. Well, thank you for listening. And remember, share this on all your social media outlets and everything. And also remember, always hit the subscribe button so you know when the new episode comes out. And we're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. We're on Google Podcasts. We're on 10 major outlets. So ever how you listen to your podcast, I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you take the time out of your busy day to listen to this podcast. And I want you to have a blessed day.